This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel on Monday said the quote-unquote intensive phase of its war on U.S.-designated Hamas in devastated southern Gaza would end soon, as the U.N. chief pleaded for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire. The Israeli army had stepped up operations and bombardments in the southern cities of Khan Yunis and Rafah in recent weeks, after saying Hamas's military structures in the north had been dismantled. The heads of several UN agencies say more aid needs to arrive faster to Gaza, warning of famine and disease. VOA's Rick Pantaleo tells us more.
While the chiefs of the UN's World Food Program, UNICEF, and the World Health Organization did not directly point a finger at Israel, they say aid delivery is hobbled by such factors as the opening of too few border crossings going into Gaza. At a news conference, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says he's concerned the Israel-Hamas war will escalate into a wider conflict.
Tens of thousands of people in northern Israel and southern Lebanon have been displaced by the fighting. I am profoundly worried by what is unfolding.
Authorities in Gaza report that the death toll in the Israel-Hamas war had surpassed 24,000. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
The Yemeni Houthi movement targeted a U.S. ship in the Gulf of Aden with missiles on Monday, a spokesperson from the Iran allied group said. Earlier in the day, the U.S. military said an anti-ship ballistic missile fired by Houthi militants struck a Marshall Islands flagged U.S. owned and operated container ship. No injuries or damage were reported. Attacks on ships since October by the Houthis have alarmed